Now, as gunshots echo across the windswept, snow-covered reaches of the wild Northwest, Quaker popped wheat and Quaker popped rice, the breakfast cereal shot from guns, present Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. It's Yukon King, swiftest and strongest lead dog of the Northwest, blazing the trail for Sergeant Preston of the Northwest Mounted Police in his relentless pursuit of lawbreakers.
On King! On, you husky!
Gold! Gold discovered in the Yukon. A stampede to the Klondike in the wild race for riches. Back to the days of the gold rush. With Sergeant Preston and his wonder dog, Yukon King, as they meet the challenge of the Yukon. Here's a Mutual note for you. Every afternoon at 5 o'clock over Mutual, it's time for fun for everyone who loves stories of daring adventure and breathless excitement. At 5 every Monday, Bobby Benson, young boss of the B-Bar B Ranch, takes you on a rangeland trip to the Big Bend country of Texas. Wednesday and Friday, the Green Hornet roams the streets in his specially built car on his mysterious missions to avenge crime. And at 5:30 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Wild Bill Hickok brings more tales of Western action. At 5 o'clock Tuesday and Thursday, Sergeant Preston of the Yukon follows the trail to danger, accompanied by his faithful husky, Yukon King. And at 5:30, it's Sky King. Don't forget, 5 o'clock every afternoon, Monday through Friday, over Mutual, is Time for Fun, with Bobby Benson, the Green Hornet, Wild Bill Hickok, Sergeant Preston of the Yukon, and Sky King, over most of these stations. It was early morning when Sergeant Preston halted his dog team in front of Molly Bay's trading post in Caribou Ridge. The great dog Yukon King followed his master into the store. Molly, a large, good-natured woman, came forward to greet them.
Sergeant Preston.
Hello, Molly. How are you?
I'm fine and mighty glad to see you. Yes, I'm glad to see you too, King. Come back by the stove, Sergeant, and sit down and visit for a while.
I haven't time to sit down and talk, Molly. I must leave as soon as I post this handbill.
A handbill, huh? Oh, there's a hammer on the shelf and some nails beside it.
Fine. I'll put it right here.
Do you mind if I read it while you post it?
No, not at all.
Stolen from Wells Fargo. Reward. I'd sure like to collect that reward.
Well, if you receive any American money, compare the numbers on the bills with the list of numbers on this poster. Maybe you will collect the reward.
Is there any reason to suppose that the critter who stole the money'd come up here?
As a matter of fact, there is, Molly. The American authorities have notified us that some of the money was spent in Seattle. It had been used to buy a steamship ticket to Dawson.
Oh, then this fella is in the Yukon.
We think he is.
And I'll keep my eyes open for him, Sergeant Preston. If he shows himself in this trading post, I'll pull the six-shooter out of that cash drawer and let out a bellow that'd bring help from all directions.
If he comes here, Molly, you'd be wise to leave your gun alone. Take his money, and as soon as he leaves the post, find someone to capture and hold him. Then send word to Constable Clinton in Bristol City. He'll come and take him into custody.
Seems like a mighty roundabout way of handling things. I could capture him myself.
Perhaps you could, but this man is dangerous, Molly. He killed two men when he committed that robbery.
Well, you needn't worry about me. I'll recognize the critter if I see him. I'll do as you say.
Pay particular attention to anyone who pays for his purchases with American paper money. And be sure to notice the serial numbers on any bills you see.
That I will. Where'll you be, Sergeant?
I'm traveling north.
To Bristol City?
Yes.
Well, then you'll be seeing Andy Clinton?
The constable? Of course.
Well, would you mind telling them that I got a new shipment of ammunition? He asked me to let him know when it arrived.
Be glad to tell him. Well, come along, King.
Oh, You're leaving already?
Yes, I want to reach Bristol City this afternoon.
Well, it's too bad you can't stay longer, Sergeant.
I'll be back this way in about 2 weeks. I'll see you then, Molly.
I'll be looking for you and King. Goodbye, Sergeant.
Bye, Molly.
And I'll be on the lookout for that murderer and his paper money.
Good, but be careful, Molly. He's dangerous. Up front, King. All right, on King! On you!
Sergeant Preston traveled at a steady pace, and shortly before noon passed a familiar landmark. It was a small cabin which stood at the edge of a woods a couple of hundred yards to the side of the trail. The cabin had been deserted for many years, but now Preston noted with surprise that smoke was coming from the chimney. He made a mental note to speak of it when he met Constable Clinton in Bristol City.
On, King! On, you husky!
At 4 o'clock that afternoon, the sergeant was in the office of the young constable, Andy Clinton.
I'll see that these handbills are posted around town, Sergeant Preston.
Thanks, Andy. By the way, has someone moved into that old cabin at the edge of Red Pine Woods?
Yes.
I thought so. I saw smoke coming from the chimney.
A little old man called Hard Luck Hastings.
Hastings, eh? And I'll call on him next time I pass the cabin. Anything new in Bristol City, Andy?
A robbery last night.
Huh?
Someone broke into Banker Clark's house. The thief made off with the banker's gold watch and the wallet that held $20.
Any idea who did it?
Well, I arrested Jim Blunt.
I remember Jim. He seemed like a fairly decent young fellow.
I hated to jail him, but I didn't have any choice. His hunting knife was found at Clark's place. And Jim was carrying the wallet when I brought him in for questioning.
Did he have any explanation?
Sure. He claimed someone stole his knife and said he'd found the wallet. He said he saw it on the ground late last night and picked it up, planning to return it to Clark.
What about the watch?
I searched Jim's place thoroughly this afternoon, but it wasn't there. The watch is all that's needed to clinch the case against him.
He may be innocent.
I hope he is. At any rate, he'll have a chance to prove it at his trial next week.
That'll give me time to make a little investigation.
Well, I'll start passing out these handbills. The sooner folks know about the stolen cash, the sooner they'll be on the lookout for it.
I'll go with you to post those notices.
Brick Beard and Jake Moon, a couple of petty sneak thieves, were standing in front of a cafe when they saw Sergeant Preston and his great dog, King, on the opposite side of the street with the constable.
Jake, that's Sergeant Preston.
Yeah. He's one man nobody's ever fooled, Brick. He'll soon learn the truth about last night's robbery at Clark's place.
You think so?
You'll put that dog on the scent and it'll lead to us.
I'd hate to be jailed for stealing a measly $20 in Clark's watch.
We better start traveling, Brick, before he starts an investigation. We'll leave town and try to hide our trail.
But we have no cash. We spent the $20.
I say we're clearing out. I don't hanker to meet Preston.
That's a long way to another town. What do we do for grub?
We'll head south. Stop at that trapper shack near Red Pine Woods. Someone's living there now.
You mean we'll have to wait till we get to that shack before we eat?
Yeah, that's right. Unless you want to sell Clark's watch and use the cash to buy food.
Jake, are you loco? The watch has Clark's name engraved on the back of it. We try to sell it, the constable and Preston will be on our necks in no time.
Exactly. We have no cash and we can't sell the watch. We'll risk jail if we stay in town. All right, you do as you please, but I'm heading for that trapper shack.
I'm with you, Jake.
Cheer up, Rick. At least we'll get a meal.
Jake and Brick had neither gear nor possessions to pack. They left town immediately. At dusk, they were still some distance from Red Pine Woods.
Yeah, folks in town are likely getting ready to eat supper now.
Thinking about food's no way to forget you're hungry.
And tired.
Just keep moving, Brick.
There's nothing else to do.
You could stop here, sit down in the snow and freeze to death.
You'll
reach that cabin soon.
How soon?
Another couple hours. Come on, hurry up.
It was dark by the time Jake and Brick came within sight of the cabin at the edge of Red Pine Woods.
There's a place ahead, Brick. Someone's there, all right. The place is lighted.
I thought we'd never get here.
We'll soon have a meal and a place to bunk for the night.
I'm wondering, Jake.
Yeah, about what?
I've heard that the fellow who lives here keeps to himself.
Well, what about it?
He might not like the idea of feeding us.
Like it or not, he'll do it. Nowhere else this side of Caribou Ridge where we'll find food and shelter. We'll get grub and a place to stay if we have to take it at the point of a gun.
Suits me. Just so's we eat.
We'll eat. I'll knock on the door.
The
Without waiting for the door to open, Jake lifted the latch.
Hey, what? Anyone home?
What's the idea of busting in here?
Leave that gun on the table, mister.
Why are you pulling a six-shooter on me?
You gave me the idea when you reached for your hardware.
You always meet callers with a gun?
Callers aren't welcome here. So you two'd better shove on.
Guess again, Mr.
Hard Luck's my name. Hard Luck Hastings.
My partner and I are hungry.
That's your worry, not mine.
We're making it yours. Take his gun, Brick.
You've made a mistake. Nobody's ever taken my gun and lived to talk about it. To prove it to
me,
I'll
take. He's going for his gun. Jake, did he hit you?
I got him first. Good thing I did, too. That was my last bullet.
Well, maybe we'll find some spare cartridges here. Is he dead, Jake?
Yeah.
We're in worse trouble than ever now.
What's wrong with you?
We cleared out of Bristol City so we wouldn't be jailed for a $20 robbery. If the Mounties catch us now, they'll hang us.
You saw how it happened. If I hadn't fired, Hard Luck would have killed me.
Maybe you shouldn't have pulled your gun in the first place.
He was going for his when we walked in here. Trigger happy, Galoot. Help me get his body out of sight, Brick.
There's no place to hide a body around here.
Who said anything about hiding it? We'll get it out of sight, that's all.
Oh. Well, that door in the rear probably opens to a woodshed.
Brick's guess was correct. He and Jake dragged the dead man into the woodshed and closed the door. Then they hurriedly ransacked a cupboard for food. They found canned goods, flour, and salt. And then...
Look out!
Doggone it.
Of all the clumsy. You knocked that jug to the floor.
Yeah, molasses. Well, no use crying about spilled milk or molasses. Let's open these cans and eat.
Ignoring the spilled molasses, which made a widening pool on the floor, the two men tracked through it, preparing a meal. They ate greedily, then searched the cabin. Jake smashed the lock on a chest that had been hidden beneath the bunk. When he lifted the lid, he gasped.
Hey, it's full of cash. There's thousands of dollars here.
Jake, we're rich. This makes up for the money we didn't get from Banker Clark.
Who'd ever think a little fella like Hard Luck could have more cash on hand than a banker? Fill your pockets, Brick. We're clearing out of here.
Now?
Now. I want to put a lot of distance between us and the body in the woodshed. There, that's all the money. Now, here, get in your pocket.
Yeah. What about supplies?
No, I'm not hungry.
Well, neither am I. But we'll need grub on the trail.
We'll buy what we need in Caribou Ridge.
How long it'll take us to get there?
Hit town about 3 or 4 o'clock.
In the morning?
Sure. We'll go to the hotel and sleep a couple hours. As soon as the trading post is open, we'll go there and buy supplies.
Hey, you want to take Hard Luck?
No, you keep it. I got mine.
Well, yours is no good without cartridges.
Too bad Hard Luck packed a .38 instead of a .45. That'll get ammunition in Caribou Ridge. Now, let's get going, Brick.
I'm with you.
At the hotel in Bristol City, Sergeant Preston had turned in early. He had slept soundly for several hours. It was nearly midnight when he was wakened by a loud pounding on the door of his room. Great Dog King, sleeping at the foot of Preston's bed, moved to the door, then raced to the bedside as the constable shouted...
Hey, Sergeant Preston!
Just a minute, Andy. Quiet, King. Well, Andy, what's wrong?
Jim Blunt's broken out of jail.
Huh?
The guard came to my place a few minutes ago. He just discovered that Jim was gone.
How long has Jim been gone?
The guard didn't know. Said he might have broken out any time after 8 o'clock.
He left town at 8 o'clock. He has a good start.
Not only that, Sergeant, I think he's armed. I kept a gun in my desk at the jail. The guard says it's gone.
I see.
Doggone it, I'd hope Jim was innocent. This jailbreak makes him look guiltier than ever.
I'm ready, Andy. We'll go to the jail. King may be able to get his set, and then we'll go after him.
I'll go with you on the trail.
That's not necessary. King and I'll bring him back. Come on, boy. We have work to do.
King got Jim Blunt sent from a few belongings the fugitive had left behind. Then, at the head of Sergeant Preston's dog team, the mighty husky followed Jim's trail.
On, King! On, you husky!
We'll continue our adventure in just a moment. Friends, over the weekend, headlines told us of the tornadoes that hit 6 of our southern states. More than 2,000 homes were destroyed, homes of families like your own. More than 1,000 people were injured, many of them very seriously. If you were there, you would help them. And in a very real sense, you are there through your Red Cross. Your Red Cross is there. More than 100 experienced disaster workers and hundreds of volunteers feeding and sheltering the homeless, caring for the sick and injured. Your Red Cross has made an initial allocation of $1 million for immediate emergency relief. And more will have to be done, homes rebuilt, and people restored to health and livelihood. So great is the destruction, your Red Cross has had to increase its $85 million fund goal by $5 million. The need is great. The need is now. So answer the call, and please give generously through your American Red Cross. Now to continue. After his escape, Jim Blunt traveled south from Bristol City. He hoped to reach a branch trail that would take him to the border. He walked fast for several hours, and he was tired and hungry. It was shortly after 1 o'clock in the morning when he saw a cabin in the moonlight. He left the trail and went to the cabin in the hope of finding food and a chance to rest. He rapped on the door. When there was no response, he tried the door. It was unlocked.
Anyone here?
He received no reply and decided that the cabin was empty. He closed and bolted the door. He struck a match and the light revealed an oil lamp. In a moment, the room was filled with yellow light. The scene of disorder brought an involuntary exclamation.
Gosh, this place is a mess.
But Jim was too tired to think much of the disorder. He thought he'd rest a moment, then look for food. He sat down on Hard Luck's bunk, leaned back, and closed his eyes. In a moment, he was asleep. When he wakened, he hurried across the room and looked out the window.
Almost daybreak. I'll get something to eat and clear out of here.
Jim was searching for wood for the stove when he found Hard Luck's body.
Hey!
At that moment, Sergeant Preston halted his team outside. Jim was panic-stricken when he heard and recognized the sergeant's voice.
It's Preston. Too late now to put out the light. I already know someone's here. I left open the door. You're covered, Sergeant. Don't reach for your gun.
I thought I'd find you here, Jim.
How'd you know I was here?
King followed your trail. Quiet, King. Steady, boy.
Get out of here, Sergeant. Please turn around and go back to town. I don't want to shoot you.
Where's Hastings?
I don't know.
Sergeant Preston noticed that King had moved to the door that led to the woodshed. The dog sniffed at the crack between the floor and the door.
What is it, King?
Stay away from that door.
I'm going to open that door. First, I'll take your gun.
Oh, no.
Jim King's behind you. You can't cover him and me at the same time. Shoot me, and before you turn around, King will attack. You make a move to shoot him, I'll have time to draw my own gun.
You win. Here's my gun.
That's better. Now I'll see why you were so anxious to keep me from opening that door.
No, I'll open it. But I didn't do it.
Great Scott.
I found the body when I looked for wood. I didn't kill him. I didn't shoot him.
Watch him, King. Don't try any fast moves, Jim. King's guarding you.
I know when I'm licked.
Let's see if this man has any papers to identify him.
I know who he is. His name's Hard Luck Hastings.
That's what I thought.
Did you find anything in his pocket?
Yes. Newspaper clipping.
Well, is it a write-up about Hastings?
No. It's an account of a Wells Fargo robbery.
A robbery?
Yes, it lists serial numbers of stolen bills.
I wonder why old Hardluck kept the clipping.
This man isn't as old as he looks. The face is young under that beard. Bring the lamp over here, Jim.
Sure thing. I don't see what difference Hardluck's age makes.
I have a picture on a handbill in my pocket. The serial numbers listed in the clipping are the same as the ones on the handbill.
What's that got to do with Hard Luck Hastings?
Perhaps a great deal. Hold the lamp close to his face.
This close enough?
Yes. I'll compare the picture. Without that beard, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you studying Hardluck's face so closely, Sergeant? Is he anyone you know?
I know now that he was a murderer and a thief. Now take the lamp, Jim. Look at the picture on this hand, Bill, and then look at Hastings.
Well, without the beard, I'd say... Gosh, it's the same man.
Right.
Then Hardluck was a crook.
He was wanted for robbery and murder.
I wonder who murdered him.
How long have you been here?
Long enough to get a little sleep. I was about to eat when you came.
You were rather careless handling the supplies. Molasses spilled on the floor.
I didn't spill it. Fact is, I hadn't gotten around to handling any supplies.
Someone walked through this molasses. See the tracks on the floor? Come here, Jim.
Yeah?
Put your foot here.
All right.
Oh.
See, my footprint isn't as big as this one here, or as small as that one.
Two men were here ahead of you.
Must have had a meal. They probably spilled the molasses.
The lock on this chest is smashed.
Maybe they robbed Hardluck.
Well, there'll be two sets of tracks leading away from this cabin. Jim, I'm inclined to trust you. You've never been in trouble before, and I think you're innocent now. I'm going to take you with me, but I warn you, don't try anything.
Well, I'm not armed.
All right, come on. We'll see where these tracks lead.
At 9 o'clock in the morning, Molly Bay opened her trading post. A few minutes later, Jake Moon and Brick Beard hurried from the hotel in Caribou Ridge. Brick's eyes were still heavy with sleep. He blinked at the bright daylight and muttered...
I don't see why you're so set on getting to the trading post as soon as it's open.
Now look, the sooner I get ammunition, the safer I'll feel. Besides, we can't afford to waste time. Hardluck's body will be found, and unless there's snow to cover our tracks, we'll be hunted for murder.
Nobody knows who killed him. Finding our trash can't tell them who we are.
You forget fast. Preston was in Bristol City when we left. If he starts on our trail...
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. I hope this place stocks cartridges.
Good morning, Jim.
Oh, howdy, ma'am. You have cartridges for a .45?
Sure thing. The new shipment of ammunition came in a few days ago.
Oh, good. We'll need some supplies, too.
Yeah. Call them off, mister, and I'll stack the things here on the counter.
Jake and Brick selected the supplies they'd need. Then Molly totaled the purchases.
Don't forget my cartridges.
Oh, I'm glad you reminded me, mister.
Will you be able to change a $100 bill?
Huh?
It's the smallest we have. We haven't had time to change it.
Paper money, huh?
You have anything against American money?
Oh, no, of course not. Let's see it.
Sure. Here.
Molly looked at the crisp new bill. She turned it over, then moved to the handbill Sergeant Preston had posted on the wall. She studied the reward notice for a moment, and then the bill. As she went to the cash drawer, Jake's eyes narrowed suspiciously. He read the handbill and reached into his pocket to look at the serial numbers on his money. A glance was all he needed.
Hey, Brick, this is stolen money.
You're doggone right it's stolen.
Grab her, she has a gun.
Give me that six-shooter, lady.
Let go, you loot.
As Brick struggled to take Molly's gun, Jake hurried to the counter looking for the box of cartridges he had purchased. He was startled when a bullet struck the floor inches from his feet. The shot had been fired by the gun Molly still held.
Brick, you jughead, get that gun.
She's strong as an ox.
If I could get my hands free, I'd twist your ears over your eyes and change the look of your ugly face.
Jake, give me a hand.
Can't even handle an overgrown woman.
What's the gun, please?
Hey.
Molly!
Jake, it's Preston.
You're covered, both of you.
Surprised at Sergeant Preston's unexpected appearance, Molly released her hold on the gun. Brick snatched it from her. But the sergeant was faster. His bullet struck Brick's hand before he could shoot.
My hand!
You there, keep your hands up unless you want the same treatment.
Oh, they're up.
Sakes alive, Sergeant Preston. Where'd you come from?
I've been following these two ever since they left Hastings' cabin. I was about to go into the hotel when I heard the shot over here.
Well, Sergeant figured you were in trouble, so he came on the run.
Trouble? Well, I admit I had a mite more than I could handle. It all started when I recognized that paper money you told me about, Sergeant Preston.
Oh?
They tried to pay for supplies with cash that's listed on that handbill.
I see. Search them, Jim.
For weapons?
Weapons and paper money. Let's see how much of it they're carrying.
And I see here, you can't search
Stand
me.
Still.
Who are you?
Jake Moon's my name. The law doesn't have a thing on me. I've never been in jail in my life.
Yeah, his pockets are full of cash, Sergeant. Hey.
Give me that watch.
Not so fast. This watch has Banker Clark's name on it.
Oh, Jake.
Look at this watch, Sergeant. It's engraved with Clark's name.
It was stolen the other night along with his wallet and $20.
Constable Clinton's been looking for that watch.
These two must have committed that robbery. They either stole or found my knife and used it to force the lock on the banker's door. They left it there. And they threw away the wallet, and I was unlucky enough to find it. It was my knife and the fact that I had the wallet that made the constable so sure I'd committed the robbery. You two are the thieves.
No, no.
Then explain the watch. How did you get it?
Well,
I knew that watch would tie us into the robbery. We never should have taken it.
Shut up.
This watch will be used as evidence at your trial. And I think the charges against you, Jim, will be dropped. Now search Jake's partner.
Right.
My hand.
You're not seriously hurt, but I'll take you to the doctor before we return to Bristol City.
If I had a gun, I'd do worse than shoot his hand.
He's carrying a .38, Sergeant.
A .38? Huh.
And his pockets are bulging with paper money. I'll put it here on the counter.
Look at the serial numbers, will you, Molly?
All right.
Hey, now listen, Sergeant Preston. I read that handbill. It says that cash was stolen from Wells Fargo, but we didn't steal it.
You didn't know the money could be traced when you murdered and robbed Hardluck Hastings.
Whoever'd think Hardluck was a thief and a murderer?
Look who's talking.
What about that money, Molly?
Every one of the serial numbers checks with the list on the handbill.
Oh? Well, in that case, I'll report that you've earned a reward.
Me? Oh, gosh, Sergeant Preston, I might not be alive if it hadn't been for you and this young fella here coming in when you did. You're as much entitled to that reward as anyone.
I was just doing a job, Molly. And as for Jim...
I was a prisoner when I came in here. Now, thanks to finding that watch, I'll be free. That's enough of a reward for me, Miss Molly.
Well, now I...
Put the handcuffs on these two, Jim. They'll be tried for two robberies and Hardtuck's murder. Oh, Molly.
Yes, Sergeant?
You might take down that handbill now that this case is closed.
Sergeant Preston will return in just a moment with a word about our next exciting adventure. Here's a Mutual note for you. America chooses Mutual as its Sunday suit. Yes, more people listen to the Mutual Sunday shows because they suit the entire family. Pop, Mom, and the kids all cast their vote for True Detective Mysteries, which are based on actual police records. Week in and week out, True Detective Mysteries sing the praises of the brilliant police work, of gallant police detectives and their modern scientific methods that make your town a safer place in which to live. Other Mutual shows that suit America on Sunday include The Gabby Hayes Show, where the famous Western character actor narrates tales of Western heroes, and Nick Carter, who is rated tops by millions of mystery fans, and the all-knowing, all-seeing, yet invisible Shadow proves beyond the shadow of doubt that crime does not pay. So this Sunday and every Sunday, do as most Americans do. Hear Mutual's famed Sunday suit entertainment over most of these stations. And now, here is Sergeant Preston.
Sergeant Preston reporting for duty, Inspector.
Sergeant Pierre Dumont has disappeared. He left town for home carrying a large sum of cash. He never arrived. And a couple of his dogs from his dog team were seen roaming the countryside.
You think he was held up and robbed, sir?
Yes, and maybe killed. I want you to find Pierre Dumont and bring in those responsible for his disappearance.
I'll do my best, Inspector.
Sergeant Preston and King picked up Pierre's trail and started out to find him. But Preston little realized when he took the icy river trail that he and the great Husky might both meet death. Be sure to hear this next exciting adventure. These radio dramas, a feature of Sergeant Preston of the Yukon Incorporated, are created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Fred Flowerday, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of Sergeant Preston is played by Paul Sutton. Sergeant Preston of the Yukon is brought to you every Tuesday and Thursday. This is J. Michael wishing you goodbye and good luck until Thursday. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.